Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm commending you to God's words. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Technical Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Reverend Daniel teaches on the theme, Prayer, the Priestly Ministry of the Believer. This series encourages believers to be more prayerful in these times. Proverbs 21:31 says, "The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord." Let's listen and be blessed.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I would say Jesus is Lord.
Yes, yeah.
Are you happy to be here?
And I'm here to say over
her. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's a lot of fear in the system. And with this type of fear, you need to understand that you have been prepared for such a time like this.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And one of the things that we do as people of God to help our faith is by speaking in tongues.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I remember I said that this year we have to speak in tongues more.
Amen.
It's building up yourself in your most holy faith.
Amen.
Speaking in tongues.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So please, this year, remember to speak in tongues normally, usually.
Amen.
You know, when you are dealing with something that is not understood, you have to understand how to deal with that thing.
Amen.
And the best way is to be in the spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Are you here?
Oh, aha.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
If you look at the miracles of Jesus
and
the power manifestation of the Lord in the Bible, sickness and disease is nothing to the power of God. Where doctors failed, according to the scriptures, we see a woman with an issue of blood. She has been to a lot of places. She has used different type of medications, but there was no show. Then only one thing she did. She tapped into power.
Amen.
She just touched the hem of Jesus' garment.
Amen.
That was her medicine.
Amen.
She just tapped into power. You see, there are natural laws and there are spiritual laws. And spiritual laws, they override natural laws. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus walked on water.
Yes,
he was using a spiritual law which was above a natural law. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So for those of us who are spirit filled in this year, we must walk in the spirit. Because where doctors are failing, or where science is failing, that is where God will show his power more. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The child of this great Pharisee in the Bible,
Jairus,
pronounced dead. Pronounced dead means dead.
Yeah, we
need that physicians couldn't handle the disease. But it took power. Jesus just showed up.
Yes, where do you
said, arise.
No, say sorry.
Power
to me.
Brought the child back to life. Listen to me. This year,
I feel way.
You can only rely on God's power.
Amen. This is how don't want to nyankopon to me in person. Amen.
If you have joked in many years to in the past about your Christianity, this year I beg you, this year don't joke about Christianity. Because the disease is real. It's real. It is there. But they don't know their God.
So one now we need more nyankopon.
They don't know their God. They don't know their God. They shall be strong. They shall be strong. They shall be strong.
Amen.
That's why this year you must allow yourself to be more of speaking in tongues. Some of you, because of the mask, is even good for you because nobody will see you are speaking.
Amen.
Because some of you, you have no choice.
Amen.
But to sit in church.
Amen.
You have no choice. You have no choice but to go to work. So you have to rely on God's power.
Look,
I told some people, I told them that listen,
no,
the house is prepared for battle.
Amen.
Listen, listen.
Yes.
But safety is of the Lord.
Amen. So
it means that you can, no matter how much you prepare yourself, you can mask up, you can sanitize, but you will never know where or how. So it's only God that will give us safety. I'm telling you. It's only God that will give us safety. So in this year, you must learn where to put your trust in.
Amen.
I said you must learn where to put your trust in. When you hear people close to you having this disease, and you are saying, hey, this thing is that serious.
And the one besides it is that they are.
Remember,
Kai say,
they don't know their God.
One
This year, refuse to fear.
Amen.
I said, refuse to fear.
Amen. Amen.
You are not part of the number of death in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I've told you last year that you are the type that does not die.
Amen. Amen.
Please,
amen.
Take your seat. Take your seat.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, help us.
Amen.
Let's go to Acts chapter 7, verse 54.
Acts 7, verse 54.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. It is well.
Acts 7 from 54.
Yeah.
When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you read this scripture, you see something very, kind of, it fascinates me. It surprises me. What is it that is surprising me? When he was being stoned, he saw heaven. The man of God saw heaven opened. Then he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. This powerful vision did not save his life. Don't get the message. This powerful vision,
it
didn't come out of it.
Amen.
Jesus,
yes.
One time they wanted to finish him. And supernaturally, he passed through them. This one, Jesus is up there.
Yes, sir.
God is up there. You see, look at the expression. Look at the expression. Let me show you the expression. He said that. Listen, he said that. And he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly. Say, full of the Holy Ghost.
Now,
full of Holy Spirit. He looked steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. He saw Jesus stand. But that didn't save his life. What happened to him? He died.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Why am I showing you this? As he was seeing the vision, they were stoning him. As he was seeing the vision, they were stoning him. And then he said to Jesus, his prayer was never, Father, take me out of this trouble. He said to Jesus, look, let me read it. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. No, before that, he said that, 59, he said that, and they stole Stephen and calling upon God, and he called upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my word. So what is he saying? What was his confession? His confession is what? I want to go. I don't want to be here.
No.
Holy Spirit, help me, Jesus. I don't know whether what I'm saying, you are getting what I'm saying.
Amen.
Come to chapter 6.
Chapter 6.
Read from verse 1.
Verse 1.
And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose the murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them, and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report.
Seven men of what? Honest report. Now these men, they are very proper guys. Yeah. Serious Christians.
Continue. Full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom.
Yes.
Whom we may appoint over this business.
Yes.
But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry
continue,
of the word.
Continue.
And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen.
They chose Stephen.
Now, my power, Stephen.
This is the Stephen they have chosen.
So, Stephen, no my power, no.
This is a wild Christian.
And
they chose Stephen.
Continue.
A man full of faith.
A man full of faith. A man full of faith. And of the Holy Spirit.
He
is full of the Spirit. He's full of faith. And then what happened?
and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch.
Verse 6.
Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them.
So these are men who have received anointing.
Amen.
From the apostles.
Asra omungo ama osuma.
The apostles are the ones who spend time with Jesus.
Asuma for no na na omuni Jesus.
They are the ones that Jesus breathed upon them.
Omuni kofo na Jesus Christ e home.
And these people have laid their hands on these people.
Na na kofo we so dia side omo ansa atoto omo so bompa ya ma wo.
So what teaching have they not received?
And they dey enchechre na na omo ansa kan.
Please continue.
Amen.
Now what happened?
And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
Now listen very carefully. The Bible said that,
Charles 76.
And the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. This is what they did. They separated Stephen's description from the rest.
Stephen, yes, that church was in your city and Casafu in Cayenne.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But in this time of the stoning,
and so I'm running a sin up.
You saw one thing.
You who are back.
Stephen was not willing.
Not on pet in Philippe
to stay.
So, Obekos Watana say.
His prayer was that receive my spirit.
Payen is a radic Jimmy Cra, not Jimmy Home.
In this year, you will decide.
When I will be three. Amen.
Listen. When men begin to fall like leaves,
what you have
received last year, what you have received this year, is what will sustain you.
Amen.
Holy Ghost. We don't preach doomsday messages.
There be.
But we preach faith to you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
This year is not a normal year.
I feel when year, I feel now you need
the world is not going to be the same.
We are saying yes and yet.
So you as a child of God, you must understand one thing. To survive in this world is to live the spirit life.
Amen.
Listen, you can't be in this world and still be natural. Why? Because the things that are happening to this world, the natural man cannot stand it. Even in your finances, you'll be so blessed if you walk in the spirit this
Amen.
Year. Because if you look at the scriptures, whenever there was a problem of the world, it was a time for God to lift up some Josephs.
Amen.
Whenever there was a challenge in the world, it was a time for God to show himself strong in Isaac's life. So for those of us who are walking with the Lord, we must make sure that we are intact. We know what is happening.
Amen.
We are in the flow. We are in the flow.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Very soon, if you don't pray, they will lock the churches again. If we don't pray.
Say ya mompaya.
I said if we don't pray.
Me say say ya mompaya.
Because the fear.
E san say hu no.
People will lose their jobs.
Nko fo djuma be shire
wo. Because there'll be nothing to do.
E san say bibia ni ho betimi aye.
Now hear that the COVID has there's a variant. It has changed. So it means that all the vaccines they are doing, they have to now do another vaccine for a variant.
What I'm trying
to say is that we should be all cautious, but only safety.
Amen.
The safety we need is of God.
It's Holy God. Amen. Amen.
It's Holy God. Now let's look at this scripture. So we saw that the guy was being stoned. And he actually saw Jesus. But that didn't change anything. Why am I saying this to you? We are the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. Jesus is the head. I've never seen the head washed before. I've never seen the head washed before. It's the hands that wash.
Amen.
If the church fails to do what they are supposed to do, they shouldn't blame God. In this year, if you fail to do what you are supposed to do, if the Spirit instructs you, when the Spirit instructs you to the pulpit, and you fail to do what you are supposed to do, don't blame God. You must take your responsibility in this year.
Amen.
You mustn't take what you are supposed to do for granted this year. We are in a time of prayer. Apart from these 21 days, this year is not a normal year. So don't say, oh, after the 21 days, I've gone back to my normal life. No. You have to be in prayer throughout the year. Not just for you, but for your family. I was discussing to my wife, that, listen, these children are going to school and all that. I'm afraid
you are caught.
No matter how they are careful, they cannot. No matter how you are careful. We were driving, we saw kids. Many of them, their mask is off. What I'm trying to say is that the horse is prepared for battle. But safety is of the Lord.
It's
of the Lord, I'm telling you.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
Let's open the next scripture. Acts chapter 12.
Acts chapter 12.
From verse 1.
If we verse 1.
Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John.
Say he killed James.
Now,
listen to me, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me. The death of a Christian should in no way and in any circumstance make you doubt God's word.
And sese ejina eno so ema odi nyame asem ne huchim.
God's word never changes.
Nyame asem no ensesa.
Listen to me carefully.
See me ye.
What you are supposed to do, what you are supposed to do.
Ni esese wo ye no eno ne esese wo ye.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I told you many times that as for us Christians,
so far catch you in
preaching immortality is assured us.
Amen.
Last Amen. Year I preached about it.
Amen.
So God is not so much so worried. But you, the one here, you have to decide.
He
said, I wish above all that you would prosper and be what? Good health. Even as I was, you're so prosperous. So your health is based on your soul prospering. And your soul prospering is based on your meditations. What you are meditating upon, what you are filling your mind with, what you are filling your spirit with, and that one, he can do that for you. So based on what you do, it's your actions, not his actions.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying? So when you read Acts, let's continue. The Bible said that what? He took what? James, the brother of John, with what? The sword. He killed him.
Na omukun no.
This is the issue.
Weni asam no.
Herod killed.
Herod kun.
A disciple.
Osueni ni.
A disciple that is very close to Jesus.
Osueni ana no ben Yesu pa.
Where was Jesus?
Na Yesu wo he.
Where is God?
Na Nyankopon wo he.
Can I tell you something?
Metumi aka bibi a chiro.
The mistake we do many times.
And from so on prepia ye ye no.
We always used many times what we are doing for God.
And prepi ni e jina ni ye 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 amenyame so.
Mainly.
And prepi no.
As the reason for God to do something for us.
Said ye ye se enunti nyame enye se maye.
It's not our faith.
Enye ye chidiye.
How do I explain what I'm
Amen.
Saying?
Amen.
You don't have faith. Even what you are doing for God, even to help you to have faith, you don't have that faith.
And
the only reason why you believe that God should help is because you have done some things for Him. But if you have faith, it will move you to pray.
Amen.
And you will not stop praying. But
there's
somebody that never prayed. Because they think it's a free ride.
Who
has
said
that?
Amen.
You know the two people who Jesus said that your faith is great? Both of them, their faith is in Jesus only. Those of them who were not, for example, they don't have great faith. All of them, their faith is on based on the fact that they are Jews or they have something to do with the law. The Phoenician woman and who? The centurion. The only faith they have is Jesus only. So James was killed. They killed him. James, a disciple.
James, ah, oyo sueni.
He was killed.
Yekuno.
By an uncircumcised person.
Obia na yentwa ni twetia.
What I'm trying to tell you is that don't joke with what you have.
Yempesa me catch on saying,
Jesus said that in my name you shall what?
O sea wo me dim no.
You what? You will lay hands on the what?
Mode mon sabe twa ya refo.
And what? And you say, listen no. He said, if you drink in the lady, I know what? Those scriptures. Are they, is it lying or is true? But why have we not located it? He said, drink. The thing he said is droplet. Droplets, it enters you to go whatever. It's part of the drink. So if you drink any deadly, it will not harm you. And you are a believer of Jesus. That word, as it entered your spirit. That's why you need to build your faith. How many of you realize, when you are speaking in tongues for long hours, certain scriptures come out of your spirit.
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words: Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save me. I believe God raised Him from the dead and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day and by my faith in Him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.